Unit 3. The Winner in You. Page 77.
Janet Torrey, 15. What an inspiring book. I could really identify with Jessica, the young girl who loves to run. I love how she refuses to quit running even after a terrible accident turns her life upside down. I also love running, and it is a huge part of my life. I especially agree with the lines, "That's the funny thing about running. The deceptive thing about it is that it may seem mindless, but it's really largely mental." This book is so important for athletes and for people who want to become athletes.
Joe Manning, 16. Go, Jessica, go! I heard myself cheer her on while reading this wonderful book. The heroine is a 16-year-old girl who lost her leg but rediscovered her true spirit for life and running. She truly inspired me. Throughout the book, I was reminded of the difficulties I went through after breaking my leg. I couldn't walk and definitely couldn't run. Jessica has taught me how to be braver and more optimistic.
Max Terry, 17. This book was a real treat. I especially appreciate the fact that other points of view towards running are shown. Not all people like to run, and that's okay. I personally prefer swimming and really dislike running. In the book, Kaylee, Jessica's sister, hates running, and even after attempting to learn to like it, she doesn't become a fan of the sport. People can love each other and support one another despite their differences.
Mallory Jennings, 16. I must say, I didn't really enjoy the running dream. I know I may sound unpopular, but I just didn't feel that the story was realistic. I mean, who could possibly raise that much money for a prosthetic leg? Come on, $20,000? I know Jessica's family was being helped and supported by the community, but still, I didn't find the storyline believable. However, I must admit that I liked Cairo's role in the story. I want to be a coach like him one day, and maybe even help people who've lost an arm or a leg, the way he helped Jessica.
Kim Daisy, 45. I know that most of the people writing about this book are young adults. But I must admit that even older people like me can appreciate Van Drenen's work. As in her other books, the author has succeeded in attracting a lot of followers, since she uses themes that have touched us all. I intend to recommend this book at the book club that I attend every month.